I'm David Allan Carmichael on this Faith and Freedom Show, and I must interject here. In my research preparing for the show, I read TheEconomist.com. And in TheEconomist.com, there was an article that said low-calorie sweeteners may make people fat. Turns out that low-calorie sweeteners cause your brain to not want to process sugars properly. Turns out that rats, when they eat sugars, their brain increases the heat in their body and they burn calories faster. And also when they start eating, they lose their appetite. And the rats that were eating low-calorie sweeteners, their brain was not responding to the sugars and it was not heating up and it wasn't heating up their body and it wasn't burning the calories. And then when they were given chocolate and this other really heavy-duty sweet sugar item, the ones that were used to just eating sugar, they actually cut back on how much they ate. And then the ones who were used to using the low-calorie sweetener after having the really heavily sweetened things with high calories just kept eating like crazy afterward, and they all got fat. That's something to think about. Sort of a public service announcement. And also, I wanted to quote some things from Reagan. Ronald Reagan, he was an actor. And he played George Gipp in the movie as something about All-American Newt Rockne. So he was an actor guy. He was a governor of California when I was a little kid. And he had some really neat things to say, and I got them off the internet today. I typed in Reagan quotes. Let me make sure I don't skip one. It says, here's a quote from Ronald Reagan. "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Warning, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." Must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. There's not enough soldiers or sailors in our military to protect our freedom, ladies and gentlemen. The protection of our freedom is my job and your job. We're the majority, and it is our job to protect it. And we are doing those servicemen and women a disservice who are sacrificing their lives for us, our freedom and security, if we're not willing to do those things that are necessary, even at our own inconvenience, to make sure that their work is not wasted. Something to think about. One other quote. I've got others from Ronald Reagan, but I'm going to do one more. It said, "Freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the rule of law under God is acknowledged." Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the rule of law under God is acknowledged. Now, some people would be plugging their ears right now, just, this is not what I was taught by the NEA. You know, this is not what I heard growing up in school. That's right. And we're all falling apart. Our society's a mess. It's running into chaos, folks. We got to push reset. We got to get back to truth. And the beauty about pushing reset and getting back to the right things is we can recover. We can get back on the freedom trail. One of the articles that I was reading today was one with regard to embryonic stem cell research. I believe I got it from ABC News, abcnews.com. And there's a bunch of strange things going on abcnews.com. I don't know that I would recommend it to anybody, but this is where I got this article. What they're trying to do is they're taking embryonic stem cells and they are trying to find a way to make insulin. I'm going to step back a moment. Embryonic stem cell research. Let's talk about what it is. In my words, it is harvesting stem cells by taking conceived and developing people and intruding upon their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What it does is it takes a conceived human being that is starting to develop into itself. Its little stem cells are all trying to become an eye and a nose and a brain and a soul and a toe and all those kind of things, trying to be fulfill its complete potential eventually for the exercise of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and to save their neighbor one day. But they're nipped in the bud by somebody taking them apart in the middle of their cells multiplying. And what they do is they get these cells into a position. They nip them in the bud, basically, while they're still able to be anything, most of your stem cells in your body, you've got all the chromosomes that you need to just be about any cell you want it to be, but certain little things are turned off in your cells. When you cut yourself in your arm and you get the little clear fluid that comes out and is trying to heal that little hole in your arm, if you scratch yourself, it knows it's going to be a part of the arm. It's going to be skin. And it has these little things that has all these other chromosomes in there and stuff, all these genes, to be some other part of the body potentially, but it's turned off. It's just, it's been deactivated, those other potentialities. But an embryonic, that's a growing human being, what they do is they kind of nip it in the bud while it's still capable of just being its entire self, an entire human being. And then what they do is they take it while it's dividing and they'll put a little petri dish with like rat cells or something like that. These cells keep growing. It's trying to grow into a human being. And what's beautiful about it, they think, is that it's growing into a human being in this petri dish. And also it's growing into a human being in that other petri dish. And in that other one, you got 100 petri dishes all over the globe with the same human being trying to grow into itself. And what they do is they say, wow, that means that I think we can trick these stem cells into just focusing themselves on becoming a pancreas gene, you know, something that generates insulin, or we can make it concentrate itself on becoming a liver gene or whatever it is. Well, these embryos were going to be destroyed anyway because the people who had the embryos put together, they had this test tube baby kind of thing going on. They didn't have enough money to have that fourth child or whatever it is. They didn't have that extra $10,000 to have the next injection, the next baby put into the lady's womb or whatever. So this thing's going to be destroyed. So since it's going to be destroyed anyway, we have this human being who's going to be destroyed. Let's make it good for somebody else. Let's see. The biotechnology industry can benefit because they can make profit and they can learn and they can be more proficient. And who knows, they could get government grants. They can get all kinds of stuff, grants from private organizations and stuff like that. So the bio industry can profit off this human being being manipulated. So that, and then someday, maybe if we can actually use this method to come up with some kind of insulin thing, those people who take insulin now or get a transplant from a cadaver or something like that, a willing donor, somebody who might be getting something from a willing donor, might have another option. They can have this created out of a human, nipped in the bud human being. They can use that as a more convenient way to take care of their diabetes situation. It sounds kind of flippant and kind of facetious, but folks, that's what we're doing. We're taking the ones who cannot protect themselves, the least of these, the very weakest of our society. And I'm going to quote Blackstone again. What they're doing is taking a real live human being and profiting from it for their convenience, for their gratification, for their profit. That's what's going on. Now, there's other things that can be done. There's other stem cell research being done. There's stem cell research being done by taking things out of people by voluntary donor pancreases. You know, they're going to take a stem cell out of a living person's pancreas and they're going to play with that, or they're going to use stem cells from other parts of the body that have already become a part of the body and are limited to only being a part of a body and not having the potential to be any part of it or total human being. So there's things where the least of these are not being, life isn't being stolen from them. People think, oh, the embryo is going to be destroyed anyway. We're making a good of it. No, you're not. A wrong is a wrong is a wrong. Exploitation of the innocent and those who don't have an option and yet who are created in the image of God is a wrong thing. It's going to bring catastrophe. And oh, by the way, everything they're doing so far with embryonic stem cells is all it does is create these big old tumors. It's not being successful. It's probably because every cell is trying to become a human being. And you're manipulating it, and it's a bad plan, and it's going to be destructive, and so it may never come to anything. But while we're experimenting with it, we're destroying lives. Some of the other things they do is they take it from fetuses, and that's from abortions, where some baby in a womb is being involuntarily told that he has no option to pursue the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So this is just my opinion. No, guys, I'm going back to the foundation. When I look at it biblically, I go back in the Old Testament, I see these scriptures over and over and over and over that talk about innocent blood and that the creator of the universe, or the sovereign of the universe, the sovereign of you and I, of me, of you and me, of me, sovereign of me, is concerned about the innocent blood and not shedding innocent blood. It's a very important issue. And it just seems to me statistically we will not fare well if we will take innocent blood and shed it for our gratification, for our profit, for our convenience. It's grievous. It is wrong. And if I look back in history, those people groups, those cultures, those societies that did things that were wrong were destroyed. It came back and bit them. Our freedom will come in proportion to our faith. Our problem is we haven't got enough faith to just deal with our diabetes. I was in one of these articles. There's one lady out in California, some famous star. I don't know who she is. I don't pay attention to that stuff, but some famous star out there. I'm sure Dennis Miller knows who she is, but she got over her type 1 diabetes, and you know people are mocking her, but because of diet and exercise, and she overcame. She put back into her body the things her body was missing, and somehow she got over her diabetes. So, and we don't have the courage to just gut up and get through our situation. We'd rather take advantage of a very wrong and very immoral activity that people are getting away with. It's almost like, and think about this, if they're going to be doing all these strange experiments, are they telling people when they're going to give them this insulin injection that, oh, by the way, we took this from it. We took advantage of the aborted baby situation. We took advantage of the manipulating a growing human being embryo for the sake of your convenience. Most likely they won't. And so I'm bringing this up not to depress you, but to say, wake up, folks. Wake up. When it comes up in an article, don't get too excited over it. Except not happy excited. What I'd like you to do is do a little critical thinking, where you get back and think, well, wait a minute. What is it they're playing with? They're playing with a life, and they're exploiting a life, not a voluntary life. I saw another thing in the news this weekend where they've got these bodies they're putting up in Texas and Miami. They got this kind of a show where they're taking human bodies. They're actually dead bodies. They're plasticized, and they're making money off of showing these bodies. Well, they're finding out that these bodies came from China, and the picture of these bodies being executed in some alley someplace and then gathered into a warehouse, stuck in these vats and plasticized, and then sent off to America to make millions of dollars in these strange freak shows. Well, where did these vibrant, healthy, athletic bodies come from? Did they die of a natural cause? They just so happened to be incredibly athletic and young and perfect while they were shot in the back alley. That's what's going on. So we don't have a value for life. So I'm not here to depress you. I mean, you know, that's why I guess talk show radio people do other things to keep the entertainment going, because they've got normal commercials. And mine are going to be a little bit weird. My goal is to sit back and say, our faith is going to influence our freedom. Our freedom is going to come in proportion to our faith. The reason why we're not fixing ourselves is because we're in fear. And we start relying upon people who are putting their lives on the line overseas rather than getting up and getting involved and pushing reset on our society and making sure we do that which is right rather than that which may seem pragmatic or expedient. I encourage you to listen to our podcast at faithfreedoms.net. That's www.faithfreedoms.net. Give me a call in my office at 757-850-1245, at 850-1245. You can find us in the Yellow Pages at Freedom Ministries. There may also be an Educational Christian Ministries place there in the Yellow Pages that you can find me. You can find me in the phone book. I'm David Alan Carmichael. That's A-L-A-N. I don't think there's another one in the area. So David Alan Carmichael, there's other David Allens, I know that. But you can give us a call at 757-850-1245, or especially check us out on the website, faithfreedoms.net. Give me a call. I'd love to come talk to your church on something that's a little more focused, really getting into the faith or really getting into the freedom on a narrow topic. Look forward to seeing you next week and with Faith and Freedom.
This Faith and Freedom broadcast is brought to you by Freedom Ministries. You can find out more about Freedom Ministries on the internet at www.faithfreedom.org.